Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're going to have an awesome show right here on the program. I'm glad I can see right now. We're getting ready to get it on and get it on fire. But before we get started, let's cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for bringing us together once again to allow us to collect ourselves collectively as a community to express ourselves as we venture into this business of music and all the topics that impact this business of music. Lord, we ask that you bless tonight's show and bless our guests as they are chiming in and giving directions to our youth as we grow forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about why is it important to keep the buzz bubbling around your music? Well, the music industry is a forever-changing business. One day you're hot, and the next day you're not. Staying relevant is really a difficult task. One must really, you know, continuously evolve, keeping up with the changes, the trends, the fast-paced activities, while simultaneously reinventing oneself as required. Complacency is just not an option. Tonight we're going to talk about some strategies and possibly get some tips and some advice from some of our people who's chiming in, what they're doing in the marketplace. And, you know, hopefully, collectively, we come together to help one another. All right, but before we get started, we're going to go ahead and go do our rounds, and we're going to go ahead and get our people involved. 615-573, state your name and where you're calling in from.
This is Amika, and I'm calling in from Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, Amika. Amika, what's your thoughts for tonight's topic?
It is very, very important to keep the buzz going around music because you're absolutely right. One minute you're relevant and you're hot, and the next minute you're not. However, I know everyone's dilemma and how hard it is to keep the fight going, especially when you don't have a lot of people who support your craft or your art, should I say. But just keep the faith. Keep hope alive. Keep fighting for the choir.
I like that. Tonight, hopefully, we get from someone else on how they are poking into the industry and poking into their friends to help support their platform and continue to spread the word as they, you know, chime into this business of music. So we're going to go to 702-406. Please state your name. Where are you calling in from?
Hello, this is Campaign, CEO of Artist Crush. I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Campaign. Now, what's your thoughts on tonight's topic? Why is it important to keep the buzz bubbling around your music? Give me your thoughts.
Well, it's just to be obvious, if there is no buzz bubbling around your music, you're not going to get any money or get paid. If no one knows that you're out there, how are they know to listen to you to go and buy it? So you have to stay active at all times and use the tools that are readily in front of everybody, which is the internet.
Okay, hey. You already spoke of one of the things that I definitely believe in, because I believe the internet connects us all. In fact, all of us are sitting in the same room virtually over the phone tonight.
Yes, we are.
All right. Stay With Me campaign. I appreciate it. I like that name. That means you know what it is. You know what this business is about, campaign.
Yeah, yes, it is. I'm in the business of music, not the music business. I'm actually in the business of music. There's a difference.
It's funny you say that, because tonight we're definitely going to hit on that. So Stay With Me campaign, okay?
All right.
All right. 732-267, state your name, where you're calling in from.
This is Vaughn Wise calling in from Jersey on the check-in.
Vaughn Wise is on the check-in. Go ahead, Vaughn Wise.
Yeah, speaking about tonight's topic, it's important to keep a buzz around your craft. So, you know, you can eat. That's one thing. And, you know, and collaborate with other artists and just, you know, share your genre of music throughout the world, because, like you say, music is universal stuff. That's my thought so far on this topic.
Stay With Me, Vaughn Wise. We're going to get more out of you in a few minutes, definitely. Here's my boy, Raw Dog, calling all the way from Seattle. Raw Dog is music director. Raw Dog, go ahead and say hello to I Love the Audience.
Well, good evening, everybody. Yes, yes, yes. I'm up here in Washington State. Seahawks are going to win this weekend. We're going to the Super Bowl. Okay, so much for this. sounding out for the city. I think we have a good topic this evening, and I'm glad that you picked it, Poetic. You know, sometimes I don't think much of the topics, and then sometimes
who asked you that? Okay.
And I think this is a very, very good one, because it changes from location to location on how to keep a relative buzz. And, you know, we discussed that, I guess it was just a few days ago, just you and I. And location makes a difference on the buzz that you can activate because of the circumstances, the climate, the surrounding circle of how many, you know, venues or places that will, you know, support your music. So, I want to get into this because I think it's a good topic, and I think it's one that everybody needs to have a big picture of so that success can become theirs.
All right. Guys, I want to ask you guys this. I'm going to do a little bit of housekeeping first. Okay, Hip Hop National, as you know, we are an advertising platform to allow you to advertise in front of the masses of the audience that we have acquired, which we could proudly say is well over a million right now. We ask that all of who want to support this program, just go to www.hiphopnational.com. You can simply give us a donation, and or you can simply just upload your music. That supports us enough. And it does help us get the word out there about your music. But remember, we're a business, and so are you. So knowing that in ahead of time is how we help you help us, and we help us help you. So that's how it works. Please do not advertise tonight, because it is not about your product tonight, unless you have sponsored the program or advertised on the program. It is about the topic. Why is it important to keep the buzz bubbling around your music? We feel that it's a public service announcement from us, and it's a public service announcement from you, and this is how we can come together as a community to help one another and grow collectively, largely at the same time. So I just wanted to give the housekeeping rules now. Also, another thing, if you got a lot of noise going in your background, I'm going to have to mute your phone. I want you guys to be in the conversation. So if you got a lot of conversation going in your background, all I ask that you do is put your phone on mute, and that way when you're ready to talk, you can just press unmute and speak your piece. Okay? So I've got everybody line open as of now, and those who are just listening in, and just, you know, passively listening, press the number one when you want to actively listen. That's all we ask that you do, and that way we can include you into tonight's topic. All right, I want to start off from the basic, guys. When we all start in this music of industry, in this music industry, we all start with an idea in mind. Rather, we're a producer. Rather, we are a songwriter, or whether we come together to create a project. No one knows of us as of this point. Now, my question is, you're coming from a local community. How would you effectively hit the ground and start running? I'm going to start with the ladies first. I want to see, I want to get your idea of how do you take the ground, take off, and start running. And, John, I will be coming to you in this round, so be ready. I see that you raised your hand. Go ahead, Amika. You now have the floor.
First of all, you have to be a promoter of yourself, because if you're not going to promote you, then who else will? Because we have a lot of artists out here who will get up on Facebook or some of these things that they're still on, I can't believe, Reverb Nation. But they'll get on there and advertise themselves, but no one really knows them, and they'll say they have all this product out here, but really, what have you done? And you have to create a buzz about yourself. You got to talk about yourself. You got to advertise. You have to come into forums such as this one that we're in now to get collective advice from other people who are also doing the same thing that you are doing, and you have to move around. You cannot stay in one place, stand in one place. You are always going to be in that one place. So I would say start first by promoting yourself, getting yourself out there, putting a buzz out there so other people will be putting a buzz out there. I ride down the street bumping my own self all the time, so you just have to first promote yourself. I'm going to say that.
I need some cross analytics right here. Rondo, what you think of that?
Oh, boy, you trying to pull a bus up and throw me in there. All I can say, if it works for her and it works, and that's the way that it works for her, then it works for her. Wouldn't work for me. Okay? So
there
now you
no
have my opinion. Because, you know, I'm opinionated, and I can give you a plan, but it's not that same plan.
I got you, my man. I got
you. Okay.
Yeah, and we got let's get introduced, John. John Lowe. John, welcome to the show. Give us your thoughts on pretty much what the question was just now. How do you start taking off running when you just entering into this game?
Hey, how you doing, Poet?
John Lowe, what's that? I'm doing good, brother.
It's good to be on the show, man. You got a great topic. The good thing about to make it a buzz for yourself, you get out here and first you got to start in your hometown to make a good buzz about yourself and start working, and so people can see and hear your music and what you got going for yourself, and then people can see what type of person you are or what you're trying to do, and they can get a chance to see your work ethic. Me and my guys, we kind of slowed down a little bit and stuff like that, but I got another game plan what I'm planning on doing, because I'm from kind of like a small town. But we got Southwest Georgia, and we got a big outdoor flea market. And so what I'm planning on doing is setting up a vendor out there, set my equipment up out there with my guys and stuff, and start promoting our music again and selling CDs. There's over 2,000 people be out there every Saturday and Sunday, so I'm going to start the buzz back right there. And like I say, because it's a great platform what I have right here to get a buzz, but, you know, got to put the work out there now, so, you know, so people can see who we are and hear from us and let them know that we're still working and stuff like that. But, like I say.
I'm about to throw a stone in what you just said, because I'm trying to break it up a little bit, see what you where you're coming from. When you say you have to start off with your local base, and you got to create that local buzz, why do you say that, John?
Well, because that's where you're gonna get a lot of support at right there. I mean, that's where you need to get support from your local base, because people can see what you're doing, so they can get on your team. But somebody out there may see what you're trying to do, and they like what you're trying to achieve in life. So that can give them an opportunity to see what they can do to help you to get to the next level if you got some good stuff to put out there. And so that way then people can get the word of mouth out, because they know somebody and you know somebody, and then they can help you to carry your music to the next level, to other people anyway, to help you promote and stuff like that.
All right. I like that, John. Now let's go to Campaign. Campaign, what? Give us your thoughts, or you can chime off of what you heard him say. You got the floor. Campaign got us on mute. I understand.
Dabba-dabba-doo.
Campaign, you still with us? All right, we're going to move forward. Born Wise.
Yes.
Born Wise. This is Born Wise or Campaign?
No, this is Born Wise.
Born Wise. All right, Born Wise. What do you suggest if a band is brand new, just got their songs out of the they just got out of the studio, they did their mixing, they did their mastering, and they're now getting ready to face the world. What do you suggest that they do in today's time to enter into this game, start getting their feet wet and start running?
I swim. Yeah, well, there's a couple options there. Like I said, like the gentleman said before, like you can like start at the foundation, like your local, create that local buzz, and then you'll, you know, get your town supporter or your state supporter of surrounding local artists or whatever, and then just start building up the ladder like that. See, I'm from the era where they used to have, like, a lot of street teams going around putting up flyers, doing that. But now, like, you know, transition to, like, you know, uploading songs on, like, SoundCloud and stuff like that on the Internet, using Facebook to network with different artists, you know, get their take on it. So, you know, and all, besides the Internet, like I said, just got to get out there, put that footwork in, booking shows at different venues. You know, meet the public and other artists and stuff to see what they're going on. You know, pretty much, you know, get busy like that.
All right. Thank you. You know,
I'm here. This is Campaign. I am here. I apologize.
All right, Campaign. Go for it. Do you want to chime in what he left off, or do you want to
I'm gonna start with this right there. I'm gonna chime in on the original question, and my thing is, the first thing that anybody needs to do if they're serious and for people to take you seriously, and you know, is get your ASCAP and BMI, like take care of all of that, you know, so people will take you seriously, and then you know like when you go out there and you're getting that support and you know, and you're out there collaborating with other artists and stuff, you know, like, you know, and using, like, social media and all that, you know, like, if you don't take care of your business first, no one's going to take you seriously. You know, I know some individuals that have so many lyrics and they're, you know, super talented, but what they're missing is they don't have any business done, you know, like then that's my biggest frustration with anybody that's starting off is do the A, there's A, B, C, D, you know, just take care of business. If you're serious, let me see, take care of your business first. That's just me chiming in.
Man, I think I'm going to like Campaign because Campaign, be honest with you, you're right on point. Taking care of that business, people don't realize that, you know, definitely do your registration. Do your ASCAP, your BMI, your CSAC, whatever. If you don't know how to do it, consult with somebody who do. Those are the things that you definitely need to do, dot your I's and cross your T's, because that's how you get paid. Now, from there, you want to start moving forward to, you know, some kind of campaign, putting it out there, getting the word out. Boy Wise mentioned one of the things that I believe in guerrilla marketing. You know, a lot of people say, hey, flyers are old. I disagree. But in certain areas, it may not, as from what I understand, certain environments have a certain cooling point and heat point where people don't want to be outside, where it's freezing cold, and you can put all the flyers in the world out there. Nobody's going to see it because nobody's outside. That's one of the things that I've come in and what you laughing for? Why are you laughing, bro?
Well, you know. I told you that. It only got 42 degrees out here, and anybody standing on the corner passing out flyers is looking like a little snowman. You know, he's packed up, he's warm. Oh, come on. Nobody's walking on the streets right now.
I have ammunition for you, so I hope you see that yellow bus out there.
Yeah, but hey, guess what? Don't let us both be getting on the yellow bus tonight. Because I got to ask you a question about your subject. Now, you're saying keeping the buzz alive, you talked about ASCAP and all of these good things. Uh-huh. Now, is this, once you've done a product, that's what you're saying do?
Is keep the buzz alive? No.
Well,
right now we're talking about creating the buzz.
Okay, but this is before the
right
product?
Right now we're talking about
the product?
No.
Or is this
the
product?
This is after you've mixed and after you've mastered and you're ready to take it to the streets, but what steps do I take from there? A lot of artists get caught up with they start doing it. They start taking their recording to their friends, and they run out of people to listen to their craft, and it goes nowhere because they haven't put it in the marketplace. They haven't put it out there where people can hear it and buy it.
Okay.
They haven't put a campaign around it to drive traffic towards it. Very important.
Okay. Well, you know I wouldn't do it that way, right?
Oh, yeah, I know that. But don't tie up my time for a second because I want to bring in 732-987. State your name. Where are you calling in from?
How you doing? Chief Lyric from Lakewood, New Jersey.
Chief Lyric?
Yes.
Chief Lyric, welcome to Hip Hop National, man. Appreciate
you
calling
How you
in. Give us your take on the topic. I see that you've been there for a minute chiming in, so go ahead and give us your take.
Basically, I would say you have to utilize what you have around you. You know, you got the internet and websites and other social medias where you can meet artists. You know, I met an artist from the Caribbean. You know, I liked his music. He'll email me a beat, then I'll email the beat back. Now I'm in the Caribbean without physically stepping in the Caribbean. Also, you know, there's a lot of around here. It's pretty much dead in the part of New Jersey I'm from. There's no like open mics or anything. So, I would tell artists to venture off, you know, out of your community. It's so much bigger than just your community or just New Jersey itself. You know, take that bus to New York, to Philadelphia, or to wherever you go. You know, get a whole bunch of CDs. At the same time, is also the quantity of music. You know, like if you only have 500 CDs printed up, that's really nothing. You know, that's the 500 people, and I always split that number in half to half are going to like it and half are going to not. So I think the quantity and also the quality of the music has to be pretty much in top shape, and pretty much just understand your product. Now, you know, you got to treat your product as a business. You can't just go out there. You know, when I try to contact A&Rs, I don't call and be like, hey, I'm Chief Lyric, the rapper, you know. I represent myself as my regular self, and I say I have an artist on behalf. Because sometimes they just look at you as if, you know, you just don't know what you're doing, you're wet behind the ears and whatnot. So I would just say just take it back, you know, it's bigger than the community. Spread your wings, fly a little bit more, contact with other artists. Get yourself around people that got positive energy, that actually want to do something, opposed to, you know, putting you down. And pretty much try to contact record labels, you know, as well as handouts. And that's pretty much my put on it.
Well, I love your opening statement. I definitely hope you stay with us, Chief Lyric. Sound like you got something to say. I love when somebody's speaking, you know, speaking from that brain and, you know, and being able to share it with among people. So I appreciate you calling in. I hope for all that's chiming in tonight that this ain't your last time chiming in.
Definitely.
That we continue to build. Continue to build. Okay. I'm going to go to John Lowe. I know John Lowe been off in the cut. I know John said, man, Poetic, where you coming to me, man? John, you got the floor.
It's good to be back, you know, participating in the show because you learn a lot, you know. And a lot of people out there that listen to this show, this is a great place to start it for us also. About the industry, about what we do. And the guy that you just got to speaking to, he made a great point that me and my guys got our music on SoundCloud. And, you know, like I say, and I always leave a message on the people's song that follow me, stuff like that. And one guy emailed me and say, you know, he got a beat that, you know, grew up one, you know, with one of our songs. So, you know, so it's good to, you know, collaborate with people on social media and, you know, and SoundCloud and stuff like that, you know, and talk to one another and stuff like that, man. And, you know, people listen and then they get your music and email it to other people and check it out. There's one thing took place on SoundCloud that when we first got on there. This guy, they wouldn't let me know who they were. They sent me an email about certain DJs to go out and, you know, send my music out and check it out and let it get played and see what kind of feedback that I got, stuff like that. So, you know, going on SoundCloud and emailing people and talking to different artists out there is a great thing to do, so they get a buzz also.
Okay. Now, I do want to address this issue. And Raw Dog, you did bring it up, and it resonated with my spirit, to tell the truth. You said that, you know, in Washington State, that you guys are, you know, you have a lot of cold season. It's wintertime, and 9 times out of 10, you guys are not, people are not out there as far as you know, putting out flyers. Now, I'm going to go across the board, Raw Dog, and we're going to get some other people's thoughts, and then I want to see if they come to a solution of what could be done. Give us your thoughts, though. Give us your thoughts about the whole thing. You have the floor.
Well, let me say this to you. This industry and what we're talking about is like the same discussion as the chicken and the egg. Okay. Artists create a product. Okay, the public likes the product, but the artist sucks live. That takes away from the product. We ask, how do you keep the buzz alive? You know, I'm a believer of product and then show. The show can boost the product. We talk about local buzz. We talk about the debut to the public. You know, you got to realize, okay, let's go back to the scandal, the Milli Vanilli scandal.
Okay.
Great song, but it wasn't them. When you saw them live, that had done the song. So the industry has somewhat changed. The demand from the people is somewhat, you fool us once, but we're going to ask to see it so that we can then verify that this is a true entertainer. See, the one reason hip-hop, the generation, when you start to look at the cost of what people are charging for their music, and you look at other genres, you'll realize that what has happened is that the studio has created a production that when you go see the artist, it's not as good, okay? Even though you might have local buzz, the buzz is going to come from them certifying your performance. You know, I hear what you're saying. And then at that point of putting it out there in front of the public, you can then hand out flyers, but you can autograph them. You see, something that they will remember, that performance that they saw and they appreciated. Then you
get
the whole point.
You know, Lano, I'm with you on that, but I'm talking about at this point in time, I'm asking you about, you said that it's kind of cold with that. And
yeah,
flyers,
but see, that's the catch. When
you
said
flyers
to a
are kind of
production, when you listen to a hip hop production, you then go, wow, I wonder if this is a real artist or if this is a studio product.
I get that part, but me and you are not we're not on the same topic at the moment. We're not.
Well, but see,
the topic is what I'm asking you as far as the question is concerned. Is you said that flyers are irrelevant to your area because it's cold, the climate, correct?
Well, but see, okay, that's only part of the reasoning of not giving them out at this point. But you see,
but
that's where hip-hop.
Let's address this part, and then we can definitely go back to that because I see where you're going, and I do have a question on that. But I want to hatch this out, see how we could get the ideas of everybody collectively on what could be a remedy in getting the word out that you're there. Because at this point in time, you're talking about lugging a van to a location that you
I
haven't
I told
been
you nothing about lugging no van.
Well, what
are you
saying?
You didn't see. Oh, wait a minute. Hold it.
Because I might not be here.
Wait a minute. You didn't ask the right question, so I can't give you the full picture. So you took it on a low point.
I haven't got there yet.
You took it on a low point. Talk about lugging in a van. No, I didn't say that. You can't downplay.
I haven't gotten there yet.
This is a game plan that works. You can't downplay it talking like that. That's wrong.
I'm not downplaying.
You just said lugging it in a van. I didn't tell you I rode like that.
I didn't say lugging in a van. I said I'm talking lugging in a band, a full-course band. B-A-N-D.
Okay.
I didn't say van.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Okay, go ahead.
I don't think nobody heard me say van. I said band.
Van.
Listen to me. I'm saying before we get to the level of promoting a full ensemble, my question is how do we get the word out about your product that you are going to be featuring somewhere? And then also the question was in the cold climate, what is the suggestions that we could come up collectively? If we can't do it with physical flyers, could we do it with electronic flyers? But getting the word out about the product, that's what I'm talking about, because it's about why is it important to keep the buzz bubbling around the music.
Okay,
that's what we're talking about.
Okay, and I understand that. But just one person on a flyer, who is that person? The credibility would be everyone that was in that product to have their name in that flyer, like you would have Pharrell that did the beat with Niles Rogers for that new release that they put out. I mean, what I'm saying to you is I understand what you're saying, but the gentlemen that artists and what have you that buy beats and what have you, there's a platform they can ride on. Some of the beat people that produce beats have a following also. So instead of writing on, you put the product together and give the credits out so that you get a multiple fan base, and then you have something to show in the product. But when you just put one artist as the lyricist and what have you, you kind of you get put into the point one, there's more behind the scenes. There's more behind the scenes. And the thing about it, that's a misrepresentation. Now, you know, if you're rolling with this producer and you happen to have him in your corner so that if you do get the popularity and the public embraces you, the next step is to see you. And they expect to see you someday if they're going to be liking what you do. So you have to be ready and present that in a wider scale as an event, as something they had to see, as the artist's chance that you get. So,
all right.
You know.
Could you hold your thoughts until we return? All right, guys.
Not it. Not a problem.
At 8:30, 9 o'clock, and 9:30, guys, I will be going to commercial. It'll be brief, and we'll be back in just a moment. It's just to let you know, this is the spot where you advertise your music, advertise what you're doing, and we also play your music, and we put advertisement around it to drive traffic back to your product, okay? So we'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and y'all see how I get sometimes. Even the host and the co-host go at it. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. Why is it important to keep the buzz bubbling around your music? Stay with us.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products, starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original. Cry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's K-A-Y-O, visit online at KOblowkisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a hip-hop national radio exclusive.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about why is it important to keep the buzz bubbling around your music. But before we get back into the topic, I want to tell you guys how to connect with us. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. That's www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music now and let us connect with you. All right, back into the topic. I'm going to go ahead and highlight some numbers, bring in these numbers first, and then we'll get back into the topic. 732-987. State your name, where you're calling in from. All right, 732-987. Are you ready to talk? If not, just press the number 1 and allow you to put your hand back down. I thought you wanted to engage in the topic, so stay with us. Just
yeah, this is Chaos calling from Lakewood, New Jersey.
Chaos, how you doing, Chaos?
I'm good, man. I'm actually a friend of Born Wise. He hit me on Facebook, you know, asked me to listen in. So, you know, I'm listening in, you know, taking in the topic y'all got going on in hand.
I love Born Wise. Born Wise, if everybody would do what Born Wise do, don't get me wrong, it expands the fan base for us all collectively, and that give us more people to follow us as fans. That's you and me. It works together, largely together. So definitely, guys, if you guys are in front of your computers, go ahead and put it on your wall that you're on the air with us tonight. And get people to be a part of the program. Born Wise, he knows the program. He's been following it for quite a while, and he understands the importance of these topics that impact the industry. Thank you, Born Wise. I just wanted to say that to you, and I'll be coming to you right after I come to this next caller. 732-994. State your name, where you're calling in from.
Yeah, this is Loud Boy Kenny D calling from Lakewood, New Jersey. Another boy of Born Wise.
You said Wild Boy?
Loud Boys. Loud Boys Entertainment with Montana Way Music.
All right, Loud Boys. All right, man, you stay with us. And I'm going to be coming around to you guys, too. Man, I'm telling you, I like Born Wise on fire tonight. Well, dog.
Born Wise setting it off for you, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I appreciate that, Born Wise. Why I got your mic open, my man? Now, I know it get cold in y'all climate, too. You calling out of New Jersey, right?
Yeah, calling out of New Jersey.
And what does the temperature get like in that area, in y'all climate?
I mean, right now it's like 30 degrees out, 35 degrees out, something like that.
All right. Now, in your area, is people out in the streets or... are they pretty much now, because it's cold, is they kind of homebodies at this moment?
Yeah, we stay on the block. Don't matter what the degrees are.
Oh, okay. So will flyers work in your community, talking about grassroots marketing, would it work in your community as of right now?
Of course they would.
Oh, they would. Okay. Just wanted to know, wanted to hear from somebody else. Then we're gonna go to Born Wise, because Born Wise, man, hey man, you doing your thing tonight. I can see it. Boy, lighting up from you, man. I appreciate that. I'm talking about everybody actively listening too. I really like that. Born Wise.
Yes.
Does flyers do you think flyers are still relevant where you're at?
Yeah, you know, to a certain degree, you know, they still are relevant and stuff. And like you said, like everything's on the social media right now. So, you know what I mean, like either way, I promote like either way and stuff. Like I link up with other artists and stuff. I, you know, did shows with a couple of legends that's in the hip-hop game and stuff like that. I network with them. We exchange numbers and stuff. I keep in contact with them through email or just, you know, texting them or, you know, find out what they got going on in the area. And a lot of my friends tonight, that's local artists themselves, just checking in, listening to the show and stuff, so they get some information off of this. It's very informational and stuff. So, yeah, pretty much. like, you know, besides, like you said, you got to get out there and create that buzz. Then another thing is, like, me being an artist, always believe, like, you know, if you create your fans or that buzz, you know, you can get out there, you know, pass out your CDs or whatever, and then you can shake some hands, and then they can kind of feel you like you're a down-to-earth kind of dude. Because, like, been doing this for a little while now, and some artists that I meet, like, the first, you know, I kind of feel them out, like, as I'm approaching them. You know, some of them are like, you know, some of them don't want to be bothered with you, or like, some of them could be down to earth, but you'll never know until, like, you get out there and start meeting, giving back to the fans, you know. That's my thought on that.
All right. Thank you, Boy. Well, I appreciate that. And Chief Lyric, is Flyer still relevant where you at? I mean, I guess you guys are kind of like in the same kind of hub, so I'm being a little redundant here because I see that you all from New Jersey. Do you guys collectively come together, get on the same flyer, and put those flyers out of mass campaign as a street team? Chief Lyric, you got the floor.
You can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, first, you know, not everyone is, you know, in the same group or together, or even, I would say, forming Voltron, you know, to do a show. But around here, the community really consists of more of a Jewish community, where our community is not what it used to be. So, therefore, flyers would and wouldn't be, you know, helpful.
How about in a cold climate? In the cold climate, you think people be out there doing?
My opinion, you know, I would stop them to a place that's real populated, maybe a mall or something of that nature, where I could just probably just hand them out in front of the store, you know, or certain places if you go to open mics and things of that nature. But also the online flyers, I think, are also good. But I think either way, me personally, I think flyers help because it's your name connected with your face, and that's pretty much what I want to do. And hopefully the music and everything else will speak for itself, and people will come back and want to see Chief Lyric, you know what I'm saying, because they feel the music, hopefully.
And I'm going to tell you, Raw Dog mentioned something earlier. He said that nobody really want a flyer of just an artist tooting his own horn when there's a whole band or a whole team around them. Do you feel, as you know, that it should be a support, at least support the team on the flyers as well, so everybody, because if their name is on it, their credit is on it, and I kind of see where you're coming from. The name is on it, their credit is on it. They would help put the
flyers. I agree with it, because it's the same thing. If you do a song with another artist, he's going to promote that as much as you are, so it kind of cuts half of the battle. So if you got four or five people promoting it, you know, I think it's just going to bring more energy towards you, if anything. But at the same time, if you ever saw the Ludacris behind the scenes, his bio, you know, he had Timberland make a beat for him and try to push him and try to push Ludacris, you know, career off, but nothing ever really happened because people didn't believe that Ludacris at the time was a DJ, could be an artist. So sometimes it can help you, and then sometimes it can work against you, I think.
Sometimes what can really help you, and I'm confused. What can really help? The flyers or the other supporter?
I think they both will help because, like I said, if there's four people or five people on the flyer, they're going to promote it just as much. So it's going to definitely bring more people to the venue.
I agree. Rodolph.
Yeah.
Did we touch notes on any of that? I just want to be clear.
Somewhat, yeah. Yes, you did, Boyd. And the only thing that I can say is that, you know, is making money, you know, on your product. I heard where, you know, that, you know, giving away the product to your fans and what have you. Well, that's not making money. That's giving them away. How do you create that buzz? You know, there's so many different ways, but there's, you know, you're going to have to create a demand for your product, you know, and So it's a two-headed sword here, you know. Like I said, the chicken or the egg. You know, you have the product, the flyers and what have you. Okay, that's a good way to get out there. But then, you know, just as in the days of the industry putting out rather than the independent artists, and the industry still somewhat does it, they add all of the names on that production. You know, some people don't realize the value that comes with giving credit to individuals that participated in the production. You know, certain bass players, Marcus Miller, the great George Duke, you know, Philip Upchurch, he was a guitar player, bass player. These people had certification and recognition in the industry. So those that were really, you know, into listening to a product would go towards those products because they knew that they liked the flavor of those that were in the production also. You know, it's a whole product. You know, we've talked about, you know, the rapper being all over the thing, sometimes too much. Well, it takes the music and the artist to make the product. You know, let's just call it just like it is, or we would have the spoken word hip-hop artist. That would be what we'd be talking about now. But we're talking about a whole product. And what is the
myth? I have to ask this question. Do we have any producers on deck? I'm going to open up everybody's line, and I want to get you guys a feeling behind it if that's the case. Anybody producing music, speak up for a second because I want to hear something. I want to ask a question. Any one of you guys produce music or are you just artists?
Just artists. Nah, this Chaos, I'm just an artist, but I network with a lot of producers. I got a cousin in Tennessee. I'm trying to get him to tune in now. He's a producer. He's actually from New Jersey, but he moved out to Tennessee. His name's Marley, Mario Lynn, actually, but on SoundCloud, Facebook, he's under Marley.
Okay. All right. Now, the reason why I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background, guys. That's why I was silencing some phones. But this is a discussion. I like to include everybody. When I'm hearing noise, it interferes with everybody else listening quality. So if you got a lot of noise in your background, I'll say it again. Just put your phone on mute, and when you're ready to speak up, just go ahead and, you know, open up your mic. But the reason why I'm asking this question, because Raw Dog is a producer. And I understand where he's coming from. But as most producers, from what I understand in producers, a lot of them don't mind taking the background. And artists has always been in the forefront. Now, Raw Dog's argument is, because he's a producer, and I do understand it, that limelight should be shared. What's your guys' take on
that? Agreed. I agree with that. This Chaos from Lakewood, I agree with that 100%.
Chaos, go ahead and speak up and tell us why.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not that, you know, producers put just as much work in as artists do on the track, you know what I'm saying, the same blood, sweat, and tears. So, you know, I mean, any producer that I ever worked with, anytime I promoted the track or if I even did a video for a track, I made sure their name was always in the credit. Anytime that I promoted the track, I always promoted their name with the status on Facebook, Twitter, and everything. You know, it's all part of networking and, you know, and trying to get yourself out there, also showing love and respect to that producer as well. Because you don't, even though you're doing business, you might buy the beat or just get the beat on the strength, you know, you still have to show that respect because they're working just as hard as we do, you know, to put the songs and the lyrics on their beat. So it got to be equal, you know. It's a respect level, and that's how I see that. I think it's necessary for the artist to also throw the name up of the producer every time you promote a song.
Anyone else?
Go ahead, Well, no, this is Lowe, John Lowe. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, John.
Me, myself, personally, you know, like I said, I'm a solo producer myself and stuff like that. Like, say, me and my guys, I do a lot of their writing also, you know what I mean? But I always hear the bike going.
I've been on this shit for almost an hour, 56 minutes.
All right, guys, I'm going to turn off the mic. Hold on a second. I'm just going to have the ones open who's talking at the moment, but I will be opening your mics again. Go ahead, John. I apologize.
Okay. Me personally, myself, I'm sort of producing myself. Me and my guys and stuff like that, I do a lot of writing for my guys and stuff, helping with lyrics and stuff like that. I like the background. You know what I mean? I like to be in the background. I mean, I don't need the spotlight, you know, me personally. Because that's what I'm here to do, trying to manage my guys, and I want them to have all the credit that they need and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Because I'm just one of the guys. I don't like to be in front of the camera all the time and stuff like that, you know. I can just get just much enjoyment being behind the scenes and knowing everybody, the artists and a lot of people in the industry and stuff like that. But, you know, my guys, they do give me recognition once they do get on stage and do their act, you know, they say, well, we couldn't do this without my, you know, manager / producer and stuff like that. But it's not all about, you know, for me to get the spotlight, you know what I mean? That's just me speaking on my behalf and stuff like that, you know. I just like to be back in the cut and just chilling, listen and learning a lot, you know, taking in a lot. But get a chance to meet a lot of different people, Joe, you know what I mean? Still got to communicate with people inside the industry and stuff like that. So that's my job, just to communicate and talk. But the spotlight, I really doesn't care for.
Okay.
But now I got to say this. I guess this is Rod, John. If I heard your name on a production behind your credibility and liking your style of productions, irregardless of who the artist is, I'm going to go and listen to it because of your credibility. You see, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to tell you something. When you make a stand in who you are, it gives a nod. And I got to say this, you have credibility. You have honor. You have depth. Your name is respectable. It's not about being on stage and going for, you know, the applause and all of this and that and the other. I understand that. But you can get people to listen to something, or they can, because they say, hey, we were produced by John Lowe. You are someone in this industry. You have credibility. You don't realize the footsteps that you have, that glow that people will say, let me take a listen to it. Okay. You know, that they're gonna put that because they kind of know how you stand. You know, when we think about producers and what have you, let's think about Quincy Jones when he did the Thriller from Michael Jackson. You know, there's credibility because of a standard that producers do. And, you know, you get to wear the cap, love wearing the cap, keep your standards the way that you've been doing it and your platforms, and you won't have an issue. And you can help somebody. Because just because you had a hand in it. See, there's certification that goes along in this industry that people then will take notice and take a minute to at least start and listen. Now, the product has got to speak for itself. I didn't say each one that you might do is going to be a winner, but at least they're going to give it an effort and say, oh, okay, John Lowe, okay, let's do this. See, hey, so, you know, think about that one. I understand what you're saying. But see, that's the way a lot of artists, when they buy the beats, they don't realize maybe that the person they're buying the beats from has some credibility in this industry as far as the flavor of what he does. So they'll take a peek and go, oh, yeah, let me check this out. At least there's a door that might crack open. Then it's up to the artist to get it through the door.
Yes, sir.
I understand what you're saying, Rodolph. You know, I see your viewpoint and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like I say, I just like to be in the background, but I still, you know, get a chance to be able to talk to people, communicate with people that are in the industry. You know, but like I say, you know, I feel what you're saying. You know, credibility goes a long way, you know. I'm trying to set standards for my guys, you know, like I say, and that's why I want to get out there and keep that local buzz going, keep the buzz going around my guys because I want the people to, the fan and the people to know that these some great guys, you can sit down and talk with them. I think a guy was mentioned something earlier, you know, he made a good comment, you know, that you need to be able to mingle with the fans now. I don't think the artists really test bases with the fan and stuff like that, you know, and that credibility itself goes a long way in the industry, being an artist, being
absolutely
able to talk to the people and stuff like that, you know, because they got a bad image out there about the rappers now, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So it's time for things to kind of, you know, people can be able to sit down and talk to people without, you know, they think, well, they're just going to be shooting up the place, you know. You got to show education. You got to show a better education side of yourself now in the industry, a business part, you know, about you right now. That's what us upcoming artists need to do more about their images to get a little bit more standards for themselves and be able to let people see where they're coming from, you know, from the mind. They know your lyrics. They know you got that part. But now you got to let them know you got a mind also. That's a great credit.
And growth. On growth.
Yeah.
I got to say this, John. You bring up a very interesting point, and I definitely want to touch notes on it, definitely when we return. But you said there's two. One of them is I didn't mention this. That I wanted to talk about the local buzz, and you brought that up, and you say you think it's relevant that you keep up that local buzz. That was one of the things you said. The other thing you were saying is that, and I just messed that up.
Under the buzz.
Yeah, I'll man down. when we come back, I'll be touching notes on that. But I definitely want to talk about the local buzz first. And yeah, I have the water, and I have been recollecting my thoughts when I go come back. Why is it important to keep the buzz bubbling around your music? And when we come back, we're going to talk about that local buzz and why you mention it. Because me and Rodolph, we did get in a discussion about that. And we talked, when we get back, I'll talk to you guys about it. And I want to see you guys' thoughts on it, too. So stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is Be Brief. And we'll be
back. Is the food ready?
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Hip-Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip-Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
All right, we're locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio, guys. We are a promotional forum to help you get the word out about your music. Please upload your music at www.hiphopnational.com. That's www.hiphopnational.com. And like I said before we went to the break, I wanted to say something about this local buzz thing. Raw Dog and I, we engaged in a conversation the other day. And we were talking about why it is important to be relevant in your local community. Raw Dog, you ventured to tell me about a situation where when you did it, you guys got out there. The flyers were not necessary. You got out there, and you got an agent. You moved forward, and before you know it, you were on stages. I'll let you tell the story if you don't mind. You got the floor.
Well, hey, you know, I believe that show is the homemaker, because that is what the fans are going to see. Now, product, yes, but the product is, you know, let's just say you put out a superior product, okay? The product, it has all the nuances and the sound, and let's say it becomes something that people want to hear more of, and you make it to the mainstream. Well, you know, the thing that always could get an entertainer over, now there's where from artist to entertainer, that word, because you're going to have to be an entertainer, and you're going to have to put on a show. You know, now product is one thing, show is another. Show is not the same music as the product. You show them at that point, you own that tune, you twist it, you give them a ride, a journey, a side of that tune that they had to be there. It was off the hook. You know, all of those terminologies fit for what happens when you take it to the public, you put it on stage. But see, there's where I think, you know, young folks are getting a product, and they're not thinking, well, what if I get the opportunity to perform in front of people? You know, the product, it takes maybe, you know, a limited amount of time. Let's say you're going in the studio and let's say 3 months working on a product, okay? Well, that stage performance is actually 6 months in the making. You know, when we see the big acts, you see them with choreographers, and you see them with concert masters who put it together as far as what the crowd is going to see. And then you have the music director who then is going to put the show together. What song's first? What song's second? What song's third? You know? And so what you've got going here is that, you know, like I said, the chicken or the egg, because you can be ready and an entertainer and not have a product and make money. make more money than you could just with my product.
This is my question, though. Okay. And let's just say, okay, you got that band. You've been practicing for 6 months, and you're really good. You're awesome, by the way. You're incredible. But if nobody heard of you, how are you relevant to the game?
Okay, here's the question. Okay. You're relevant to the game if you can make money. Now, see, you said
you can't make money if nobody heard of you.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Slow drag.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a group's name. And I want to know if you've ever heard of this group. And they're called the Society of Seven. Have you ever heard of that group?
Never heard of it.
Okay. All right, stop. Now, they've been working for the last 25 years every weekend, and they are exceptional Asian act. The first time I ever saw them was in Hawaii, which is over 23 years ago.
What was their name, by the way?
Society of Seven.
Okay.
23 years ago. I saw them then. They've been working every weekend. And they are most excellent. They're a performance, entertainment, show group. And they're all Asian. And they do R&B. They do Bloodstone. They do all of these things. And they've been working consistently in the better clubs. They do the casino circuits. They do the hotel circuits where they have the big rooms.
Yes.
And they get paid.
I'm excited.
What I'm trying to establish with the young artist is
a career.
Not that fame and spotlight, but a career that pays off. Yeah.
Can I tell you something? Rodolph, I am 100% behind you. I don't believe in fame and spotlight. I do believe in a career and making the money behind the scene and making it happen. But I tell you, tonight's topic, and the reason why I went there, tonight's topic is why is it important to keep the buzz bubbling around your music? Society of Seven, never heard of them until I Googled them. They were in Wikipedia. They're all over the internet, so therefore the game of advertisement is in place. Therefore, they've been doing promotions regardless if you heard of them or not. I don't care if they didn't put out flyers.
No, but guess what? They didn't do the promotion.
The bubbling in this game is you have to promote.
But they didn't.
They did.
No,
if they
didn't.
Listen, let me tell you how that happened.
Let me tell you how that came around.
Listen to me. If they
Their resume
echoes among the industry.
The industry posted their resume as the act
Rodolph,
of this.
Rodolph, that's very important. You were telling me about your girl, and you had an agent do it. If you don't listen to me, Rodolph, if you as
I had the agent get me
it,
in the circuit.
Okay, but it still take promotional. A promotional act in order to get there. That's what this program is about, staying bubbling and creating a buzz and staying, it's keeping that buzz out there. I don't care how I get out there. It is not about a flyer.
Okay, but see, you're saying hands-on or it is going to be done by the
I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you're using social media. I don't care
but
if you're using Facebook, LinkedIn. I don't care if you're putting it out on CDs and putting it into somebody's hand and turning it, putting it on a loudspeaker in the stadium and said, they're going to hear my song today. The thing is keeping the buzz bubbling.
But see, guess what? There are certain things that are just natural records.
And relevant.
But that there are certain things as natural records.
Let's open up the line and let's get other feedback. I'm opening up the line, guys, and I'm going to let you guys have some courtesy among each other. 732-994, state your name, where you're calling in from.
Yeah, this is Kenny Digg and Loud Boys, Lakewood, New Jersey.
Kenny Diggs?
Yeah, Kenny Digg, Loud Boys, Lakewood, New Jersey.
All right, Kenny. Go ahead. What's your thoughts? You heard the conversation. You've been there for a minute.
Quite honestly, if you look at it, like the number one way to get anybody's music out right now is the Internet. If you're not on the Internet, nobody's listening to you. Like, my boy Shada, he's the one who started the Loud Boys. He put out his video, Hang With Me, and he's got 20,000 views now. He's got 20,000 people that now follow the Loud Boys because of a YouTube video. Flyers are like the old school way of doing everything. Like, there's still people that will take a flyer, but half the time somebody sees a flyer these days, they just throw it out.
I agree with that, but can I ask you something? Do you think they would throw it out if there was something on the flyer that they could relate to, that, you know, maybe an opportunity for their nephew, their niece, their sister, their mom, to have a chance to get their music played too, and be a part of an upload system that will allow the campaign to go on if they pick it up for that purpose? Meanwhile, they also see that, hey, in this coming week, such and such going to be at this location. You think they'll hold on to the flyer longer if they see opportunity? Because everybody in their mama have a cousin, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, or somebody in their family doing music.
Yeah, I mean, because
radio don't give people the terrestrial domain don't give you that airplay opportunity.
Oh, of course. But what I'm saying is, you're coming out of Walmart, you just went, like, grocery shopping for the whole family. You see a piece of paper on your car. What are you going to throw? Are you going to throw it right on the ground? Or are you going to throw it right in the garbage? You're not even going to look at it because, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's not on your cell phone or sitting on your laptop anymore, nobody has time for it because they're so obsessed with everything, with electronics and everything else. They're not worried about somebody putting a piece of paper on their car. They're just looking at it like, oh, this is ridiculous. Like, they're wasting paper, throwing it on my car. Like, that's how I feel. If I come out of Walmart and I see a flyer for a club or something sitting on my car, do I go to clubs? Yeah, but, you know, do all my people go to clubs? Probably. But the problem is I'm in my cell phone when I'm seeing that flyer on my car. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, guys? I'm no longer going to beat this dead horse. And I see that, you know, there's a mixed opportunity, mixed what you call it, and I ain't going to waste no more paper. Give me a suggestion on what you guys think that you could do now in this marketplace with the digital age, social media-wise, to get the word out and keep yourself relevant and getting the word out. You think people looking at digital flyers on the Internet? I'm going to start right now with Born Wise. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts on it is just utilize the social media right now as much as you can. So just like
when you say
this
you
music
utilize it, well, how do you get people to actively participate in doing that? Because you actively participated, Born Wise. You actually reached out to your people and said, man, this is important. Boom, boom, boom. What did you say to them to get them to move on it and actually call in?
I sent them the link to the station through social media. I sent out texts and, you know, things of that nature. So pretty much, like, I went all digital with it, you know, besides giving phone calls out.
Okay, and then you did make some phone calls as well.
Yeah.
See, that's grassroots, too. That's grassroots. Okay. Like to hear how people are engaging. John Lowe, what are you doing out there?
Like I say, I'm using social media right now, YouTube, making videos and things like that, but I'm about to go kind of to the old school a little bit also. I'm about to start selling CDs and also performing at the same time. Like I say, down here where I'm down here in Southwest Georgia, stuff like that. We got a big old, this is a plan that I got, what I'm going to do for my guys, stuff like this, to make some money and to try to cover everything. We got a big flea market, biggest flea market in Southwest Georgia. About 3,000 people be down there, between 2,000 to 3,000 people every Saturday and every Sunday. So what I'm planning on doing, like I said, I got some DJ equipment. I'm going to set up the equipment which me and my guys do all the time. We practice before we do anything, go to the studio. We practice. And I'm going to get me some CD made, maybe about $2,000. See how things are going to turn out so we can perform. Then also people can get a chance to hear that these guys sound good in person, so they're able to entertain the people and also perform. And so that'll let them know, well, this music, is, you know, sounds just like the CD. So I hope that the word of mouth kind of grows, because in the surrounding town, people come from different little counties and stuff to visit this flea market. And so what I'm planning on doing, if that start off pretty good, I'm going to plan on making some flyers also, put some flyers out and see how that turn out. That's what I'm planning on doing for 2014, get more into the business and promoting and see what I can keep the buzz going for us and my guys and stuff like that. Also use social media. So I'm going to use everything that I got that I can. If I have to go out there and give a magazine a flyer, I'm going to do it. If I got to get on YouTube, make some videos, text people, call people, I'm going to do it. That way, people can get a chance to meet and greet people and stuff like that. You know, that's the thing that we're getting away from. We're not really getting a chance to talk to people eye to eye, and people relate more to people. You know, you can get behind, you know, text and do all that kind of stuff, but people don't really know who you are. And once they meet you, okay, they get thrown off. Well, this person is not what I thought he was going to be, you know what I mean? It wasn't the image that I had that he presented to me. So I'm going to try to cover every ground that I can. I'm going to use everything. That's the only thing I can say. I'm going to use everything.
I'm a believer of not really getting rid of the old hat way of things, but adding to it. Because if the old things worked before, it still works in some way. You just got to learn how to use it effectively. That's just my opinion. Chaos, your thoughts, sir?
As far as, like, the local networking, I mean, on my grind, when I first started, you know, I was all on the social media, ReverbNation.com, SoundCloud, Facebook, MySpace, you know, but I chose, when I started my, you know, to get into shows, when I seen somebody doing flyers, like having a little birthday party at these little bars and spots around town in Ocean, Monmouth County, heading up north a little bit, I would reach out to these people and say, look, I don't want no money to perform at your party. Let me come do 2-3 songs. You know, normally people who throw parties at these little bars and stuff, you know, they getting money off the door. So I'm letting them know, like, look, I could put some money in your pocket. I can get about 40, 50 people to come to your party, see me perform and party. You know what I mean? So that I use that route as a way of getting myself out a lot. Then when I started doing showcases and selling tickets, I was just giving the tickets out and paying for the tickets myself, you know what I mean, to build my fan base, you know what I'm saying? So that was pretty much my way of networking, you know, outside of working with a whole bunch of artists. Like, I work with anybody. I ain't judging nobody. I don't care if somebody think you not good or you not talented. I work with anybody because you never know who they know, like you said earlier, you know, or what they name represent, their credibility and all that. But you know, networking is definitely the key to promotion. And, you know, I wasn't just using the social media. Like I said, I just hit these local parties. Whoever throwing the party, chaos will hit you like, yo, let me come do 2-3 songs. You make your money out the door. All I want to do is be heard, get some extra fans.
Okay. All right. Because don't get me wrong, what you just said there, okay, you want to be heard. You want to be out there and get some extra fans. That's important. That's called paying your dues. You know, you may not be getting paid for that particular situation, but you are expanding upon the fan base. Eventually, the goal is to get paid, at least being selling CDs or selling whatever in front of these people. That's why you should package your stuff up so you have an opportunity to sell at the same time you're doing a free campaign. The free campaigning is not necessarily something that you're being raked over the coal doing. Now, we've come to an agreement on this show that it is not necessary that you shouldn't be out there paying to play on some kind of event like that. Instead, you should be taking that money and promoting yourself and driving traffic towards where you are at. As far as
I do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm definitely about getting the money. Now, I done did parties and got paid a couple dollars for these parties too. But you know, I think, you know, as like you were saying earlier, as far as reaching the people, you know, I felt like that was the best route to take. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put out 4 mixtapes and 1 album already, and I didn't start selling my CDs till I put out my last album last year. But my 4 mixtapes, I gave away. Now, my next album, like, I can't give nothing away because I felt like I did enough for the people and gained their trust in me to support me and spend that couple dollars to start buying my music to where my investment in myself is now I could get that money back and take it a step further in this game. You know, if you Google me on Google under Too Cool Chaos, you know, a lot of stuff will pop up. I got almost 30 videos on my YouTube channel. So, you know, I've been getting back from the people to financially support my grind, too. So it wasn't all just about free, doing everything for free, but it definitely helped me out a lot as far as gaining more support and fans and to helping me get some more money in my pocket with this music to get myself out there.
All right. Now, my question is to you guys is what's your thought about paid shows, having to pay to actually perform on a stage where you might have a celebrity coming into the house tonight? What's y'all thoughts about that? Do you think it's something that's necessary that you do, or is it? Do you feel that your money could be better spent somewhere else? I'm gonna start with you, Born Wise, on that.
What was that, the question again?
The question is: these paid shows, when you performing at these events. And then they say, okay, such and such going to be here tonight. And you have to pay, okay, $1,500 to be there. What's your thoughts on the show? Do you think that right there is to your best interest, or do you think it's something that money can be better spent somewhere else? Your thoughts.
Let's see here. I think that the money could be, like, used to, you know, help put it back into your craft. Because, like, it depends on, like, because, like, if you're going to spend that money to, say, you're saying to spend that money just to perform, like, open up for an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could just put that money into your craft and stuff. Because eventually, if you create that buzz and stuff, you'll be exactly probably either where they're at, or either bigger acting though. So on my take, I wouldn't put that kind of money out.
Okay. And Chaos, how about you?
To me, it honestly depends on who the artist is that you opening up for. I remember I got an email to open up for Trinidad James last year up North Jersey, and they wanted $2,000 to do a 6-minute set. I wasn't doing that, not for Trinidad James, you know what I'm saying? Jay-Z or somebody, yeah, but not no Trinidad James, though. To me, it just depends on who the artist is.
Okay, yeah, okay. And you think, so you said you depend, it depends. Okay, now, do you think that because you opened up for Trinidad James, that the audience is going to embrace you because you opened up for him? Or do you think you're going to be able to connect to his fan base and sell music, get notoriety, expand your fan base larger, now become a household name based on it? Or do you think, you know, because don't get me wrong, sometimes these shows are $1,500, man. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for some people, you know. And for me, I'll say like this. I feel that it could be spent into your campaign, your notoriety personally. But hey, it's not me for me to make any opinion here. It's just to get your thoughts. So what you think?
I don't think it would have benefited me because I don't make Trinidad James type music. So I don't think, like, at that time I didn't have no music that could appeal to his audience.
Let's say it's not Trinidad James. Let's say Lil Wayne. The promoter said, hey, man, it's going to be $1,500 to open up a Lil Wayne tonight.
Other than that, it could work because, I mean, you know, you get to network with, you might get to talk to that artist, but, you know, you also get to deal with his representatives and meet people from his camp to network your music. So it works, but, you know, but
I mean,
do you
think you'll get a deal because you get to network with these people and all that? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you won't necessarily get a deal. It's definitely an opportunity that, you know, you can stretch for, but I don't think you're going to get a deal out of that unless you, like, really got a big following and you really, really making noise.
Did he say that it was a $2,000 deal for 6 minutes?
Yeah, $2,000 to do 6 minutes for Trinidad James, to open up for Trinidad James. I mean, I'm a solo artist. I could do 2 songs in 6 minutes. You know what I'm saying? But a group's only going to get 1 song out of that. And, you know, when I had hollered at a couple people who went out there, you know, they were just like, it was a bunch of groups that was just jumping around the stage and making noise, and they really didn't, there wasn't no talent there that opened up for them. So it pretty much was like a waste of time. It was more like, okay, let Trinidad get on stage and let's party and go home.
Okay.
We got a caller 682-219. I just want to capture him while he's still there and just raise their hand. Please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Hey, what's going on? This is Legendary DJ Don.
Legendary DJ Don in the house. What's happening, man?
Oh, shoot, not much out here doing. Getting ready for this tour for this year, for my 70-80-90 tour.
All right, Legendary DJ Dunn, I want to know this, man. Why is it important to keep that buzz bubbling around your music? You've been out there in the game for quite some time. Tell us, man.
Oh, yeah, I've been with Curtis Blow, Sugar Hill Gang, Blowfly, everybody, Roxanne Shante, and all of them.
And how do they stay relevant now? How do they stay relevant now?
Well, right now, that's why we're ready to bring back the old school movement this year. Me, MC Light, and a lot of us, we think ready to start making a good movement where we can train a lot of the artists out here now. The way you can get that support and that respect from everybody is by doing the right thing. Just go back to your old school roots and by trying to do it right.
All right. Right. What do you guys think about that, man? Old school in the house. DJ Dunn on the mic with us. Old school. They want to go back and help train the hip-hop community. I want to get you guys' thoughts on that. Let's go to Chaos.
What was the question again? I'm in here trying to fix me a plate of dinner right quick. What was the question?
Old school hip-hop back in the house. They feel that it's important to go back and sow the seeds to the community. Do you think that's a good thing? What they're doing, and it's a good way to connect back to what we're doing here relevantly to the game, because they're trying to keep the buzz bubbling by giving back. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that needs to be done. I definitely think that needs to be done. You know, with what I'm doing now with this second album is I'm trying to actually go back to the roots of hip-hop myself and try to bring that not so much 80s, but like the 90s vibe back. You know, I got a couple tracks I just released. You know, so it's definitely, you know, you need to definitely always go back to the roots.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. We're going to bring John back in. John, what's your thoughts?
Well, I think it's a great thing, man, because if everything on the bottom is holding that up on the top, that's the root. And for what the guy doing is going back and mentoring to the artists out here to the young artists and let them know, you know, the right steps to take, you know, to make sure that they make the right decisions and watch out for the pitfalls out there that's going, you know, going to cause them not to have a longevity in this industry. And that's basically what it's all about, is to get longevity inside this industry. You know, just not do one hit, you know, and that's it and that's all. You know, you get out here and get all that fame, and you're not able to deal with all the fame that comes with what everybody's striving to achieve, is to get in that spotlight, you know. It's going to take a certain mindset to be able to deal with all that. You know, it's a lot of work, you know what I mean? And to get out here and grind and to be able to have the right mindset to deal with all this, I think it's a great thing. Also, that's what your show doing, is mentoring to the young artists and helping them out in the industry right now.
Yeah, I like to connect with DJ Don now, see what that movement is about. So, DJ Don, I'm gonna put my number in your thing, so make sure you connect with me. 732-267. Take your name, where you calling in from.
Just Born Wise, I got disconnected.
Born Wise. I was gonna come to you, Born Wise. We got Old School in the house, DJ Don. He works with MC Light now, Curtis Blow now. They're getting ready to come back into the movement, man, and making a movement back into the hip hop scene. Trying to help school the young kids and mentor them into success. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a good thing, because, you know, like some artists, like, you know, around that that era, you know, I network with here and there, you know, like such as Brand Nubians, Porex Teachers, I network with King Sun. You know, a few, you know, New York artists here and there. So, yeah, that'll be a good thing and stuff. And actually, like, one of my friends, we did a show years ago when MC Lehan came to my hometown, and we opened up for her and stuff. But, you know, I met her and stuff. She's real down-to-earth type of person and stuff. So, and I actually met her brother, Milk D, you know, and it was a good look, though. But, like, you know, like you know, get to the point, though. But, yeah, start back at the foundation and come full surface, because even though they're still doing music, if you go on the internet and search them, like, I just, like, other day, just speaking of MC Late, I searched and she had a new song called Craven, and she got a lot of views off of that YouTube. That's when you think, like, they're not still out there doing their thing, because, you know, you might see them on TV or movies, on the big picture screens and stuff like that. They're still out there doing, you know, representing their craft and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, like, this Sunday I'm trying to get out to Atlantic City, New Jersey, because Ice Cube came over here, and he's been all up in the East Coast now, you know, promoting his new movie. And, you know, I'll try to get out there and see his show, because I've never seen his show live. So, you know. Like, you know, I keep that balance. Like my whole statement is, I'm 1990, but I'm 2000 now. So I keep that both balance and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Raw Dog. What's your thoughts, sir?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, the tour and what have you, that's going to be good because of the fact that, you know, we've got to get the newer artists back in line to understand what creativity can be about, you know, rather than some of the submissions that we get here at Hip Hop National that they're not putting much depth in what the creativity and the lyrics. So, you know, I think it's good, and I think the young hip hop artists need mentoring because of the fact that, you know, to become successful, there's a formula. There's a formula, and I've said that over and over and over. And they need to pick up on it. Once they realize that they're out there to entertain, then it's a point to understand what they're bringing to the people when they perform. You know, for the people to enjoy the event or the performance, you know, and not necessarily to have the people tell you how great you are. Have the people tell you how they enjoyed what you did, you know, and evaluate your artistry behind the people embracing your performance. You know, the early rappers, they put on a performance. They put on an actual performance. But, you know, my thing is that once done is done, and we can't turn back the clock. So, you know, you're in your 40s now, Poetic, so I know you can embrace the tour. But let's think about the younger generation. How are they going to look at that part of it? You know, is it going to be the old school without the new electronic nuances in their creations that they're going to be playing for the people? I think you know, when we say going back, I think they're going to embrace now and show that you're never too old to get into it and to produce something of quality now with the advantages that have come along in the technology. I think they're going to show some mastermind stuff, you know, because they didn't lose control of hip-hop. Hip-hop started adding new, well, just like the CDs and the what have you, and the players and the beat creation between the computer, you know, the laptop now, and being able to do the mixes and the sounds that they now can get. So I think, you know, it's just going to be the older heads taking the equipment and saying, "Let me show you how this is to be done." You know,
let's see how DJ Don them. Say a rollout gonna be. What's that rollout gonna be for me, Don?
Okay, what I did when I went out to Compton and I went over to London, over there, UK, and I went to a lot of different places, you know, around the United States and overseas. What I did is challenge some young artists. They saw something that's so different. Okay, I'm tell you, let me break it down to it. What it is these young kids got the old school seed in them. If you pay attention how a baby, you can sit with a baby in a car with you, and you play that old school music, that baby seems like they've been in that old school music for years. You know what I'm saying? So there's a spirit inside of their soul. It's still old school, but it takes the people to water their seed, to create them, to grow them and back into that root. Because a lot of people forget where the roots really come from. Okay, number one, the thing is before hip hop, we didn't call it back in the 70s, when, okay, like my group called, everybody knew about the group called DJ Don or the World Mixmasters. That's us. Okay, the thing is that, because I deal with the Reckman crew, I work with a lot of these guys. But the main thing is the source of this is that when you start watering them roots back into this generation, they will get back into it. I sit up there and tell a lot of teens that's out there doing art. I mean, from people from 25 on down, I put them in front of a band right on stage. They didn't even think about going inside a studio and using these new technology equipment. They liked the band behind them. It was like being at a Mace concert. You know what I'm saying? They loved that. because they got to feel the real drum, the bass guitar. You know what I'm saying? So they was feeling that real quality of music. But I say there's nothing wrong with what they're doing, but don't overdo it by using that kind of equipment. Don't let the equipment take your soul. You got to know how to turn that equipment into with that kind of guitar and that drum. You know what I'm saying? So, hello? But the whole thing is that what scared everybody right today, I'm going to let you know, what scared clubs and at other places that you go, you can go to the Entrust, man, you can go to any other place. The word, these two words that scare people is called hip-hop and rap. Because they're looking at it that they make it seem like it's a deadly disease.
Ooh, you touching something.
But you see what I'm saying? Okay, when we did it back in the 70s, we didn't call it hip-hop and the rhymes. When we called it, we called it rhymes. Rhymes mean hip-hop and rap. But the thing in the rhymers mean each person that know how to put that rhyme together. We call them rhymers. You know what I'm saying? So...
Clubs,
they used to call it rappers back in the day. Yeah, see, rap, hip-hop come from like Sugar Hill now. Rap come from like Eazy-E and all them.
Okay.
When you call gangster rap, that's called rap. Hip-hop is the main source of what you call just what everybody was just doing from the starting in the 80s. But in the 70s, when we were doing it in the 70s, we call it rhymes and rammers. Because you got to remember this word. When you was young, if you remember when you was in school, when you was young, everything is called nursery rhymes. You was doing that Humpty Dumpty sit on the wall or Jack and Jill went up the hill. That's what rhymes come from. Because you was learning that while you was in school by following each statement of the words and making it make sense by rhyming from it. So what they did, they created from that rhyme, and then they start calling the name, okay, let's call it hip-hop. Okay, let's call it rap. Just same thing like they call this dance, they call twerk. Twerk was nothing but considered a shake that ass. Remember that? Because, see, when I was in Arlington, Texas, I hit the club called Manhattan's Club and Hot Rod and Hall's Club. Used to be the old Jamie Club out there on 360. Okay, when you saw that post, it says shake that ass contest. That means that was considered, that's going to be women shaking. That means it's going to be a shaking contest, and that means it's going to be a hip-hop night. That means it's going to be people that's rapping and doing a show. We put on a stage show.
Listen to me here, though. I was okay with what you said because of the fact that you only made a statement of what they call a fact. However, just keep it clean on the show because our program lends its ear to all genres of music, and that's including gospel. Okay, so
okay.
Just wanted to let you know. All right, thank you, appreciate it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay.
Still there?
Okay. Yep, I'm back.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I apologize on that part. I should not have brought that up because I have to respect the people that's on that.
You made a point. I just wanted to let you know what it lends its ear to. But you made a point because it was called that, okay? And that's what twerking actually is the root from because really they just gave it another name. It's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
And that's reality.
Because that dance been going on goes way back into Africa, right in Africa. That been going on since that time, but it just called it something else. It's just like when you call bell bottoms, they call it something else. If you call, you remember the shoes called All-Star, they name it something else. They changed, they put titles to names that been out there. They use a lot of old school products, but they make it sound like it's new, but they sell the price so higher, to get more money. But what I was saying, back into the hip hop and rap, that hip hop and rap now and through the generation now, it has scared so many people. When you say rap and hip hop, it's scaring. But so what we're trying to do is create the name.
It's almost like a curse word.
See, that's like
they don't know what's gonna come out your mouth. That's why when you say those words, they say, oh, well, we don't want to have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, we don't want to have nothing to do with that.
They think we're going to bring violence. They think we're going to be cursing. and disrespectful, because we have evolved to that.
Yes,
we can't keep it bubbling if we're killing the game. We can't.
Yeah. Okay. Remember back in the days when we had the thing that's called, back then we had this thing called disco. Mm-hmm. They think disco was getting out of hand so much, so they had to put rock and roll on top of disco to kill the disco. And so what they're trying to do now is trying to find something to kill the hip hop game, where they can knock the hip hop and the rap out of the way. Oh,
I swear, I believe that. I truly believe.
Yeah,
that.
They try to kill the name. So you got to go back. Let's go back in time. Okay, remember when the 69 Boys came out? You remember how they sit up there and Easy Enough coming? You see how there was the government went against that and they start crushing everybody's CD out in the street, trying to destroy it because they're thinking that. They thinking that right there killed somebody's mind. They didn't want the kids to hear. That is when you play hip hop and rap. Remember how they think that when we was young, they would not let us listen to Richard Pryor because of the album. On the album, they didn't want to listen on the H track. They didn't want to listen to Richard Pryor or Esther, the one played with Fred Sanford. They didn't want us to hear all that. Well, that's the same thing they're doing with these kids now. They don't want them to hear this hip-hop and rap right now. So what we finna do, what the old school finna do, we finna switch the game back around and bring in the rhymes right back out again. That's like saying, okay, just like saying R&B. You saying soul.
Yeah, but the thing it is, I understand that. You guys are going to do that. But who will it be relevant to at the time? How will it be received among the kids?
We talk to a lot of young people. I deal with a lot of young people. And what the thing is that same thing like when I had deal with them about taking off the street and putting into breakdancing. We took a lot of them out and put into breakdancing. Then we started doing stuff like the little thing called like B Street and Crush Groove and all that type of stuff. So the thing is that it's just number exercising them. It's just like we just need more older people to get behind and get the young folks around the round table and get their thoughts. We can't think for them. We got to get their thoughts where we can help them.
You call into the right forum tonight because that's what we do all the time. That's what this whole program is about. It's about educating our youth about this business of music, helping them take their music from the studio to the bank. That's what we want to do. We want to collectively connect with you guys. You got MC Light on deck. Make sure you have them call in, get Curtis Bull to call in, and we all – On our level, raise the bar, and raise the expectation, and then try to get help these kids. Let's find a star right here. You guys can help, and let's move them to the next level. We can do that.
Yeah, that's all we need is that movement.
You're on the movement right now. We got over a million people tuning in. We get Instant Light on deck. We get some of these bigger people on deck. We can get this, make this a worldwide campaign starting tomorrow. So let's make it happen.
Okay, we can do that.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get them on deck. I know everybody else on the line, they on point with it. That's how it happens.
Right.
Well, dog. You got something to say?
That's right. We are on deck with it. You know? I'd like to see the icons come back and mentor these young folks and develop them and, you know, keep hip-hop alive, you know. As he says, rap, rhyme, no disrespect, but whichever way that it comes back, stronger and better and bringing the level that they're going to try to achieve to a higher point. Hey, I'm for it.
Okay. This is what I want to say, too, on this point. The main thing I need to do is get back with my old school fam again, the family and the entertainment. I need to sit down with them because I got invited to so many times to BET. But to me, I'm just going to be honest and put it out there. I got invited so much to BET, but I don't want to get caught up into that, in that thing, because there's a lot going behind this music that a lot of people don't know. That's where a lot of the egos is coming in. Some people think they're better than the next person. Some people don't have time to sit down and talk to you.
Because that ego, if they can push that ego away, then everybody can be able to sit down at them tables and communicate.
True.
But when somebody opened doors like, okay, BET now, I don't know if y'all know the whole story behind a lot of this industry and this movie industry. It's a lot of stuff is behind a lot of stuff that you can't barely – see, they got their own group. It's a zone that they have. And if you can't get – and some of these zones, it's hard for you to get into the zone because you got to be accepted into that zone. That's like – it's almost like just selling your soul to get into that zone. Because that ego, there's so much ego inside the industry right now, from the movies to – because I've been around all of it. Every time I get around, I saw some of my old friends. We used to sit back and kick it and chill and all that. But their ego didn't went up so high. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a brainwash. And it's hard to reach half of – it's hard to reach out to half of the ones that they offering all this money to them. Because that's what we're doing is the money is overpowering the mind right now. I don't know if you follow me on that part.
Oh, yeah.
But it is brainwashed. And that's what we're trying to do is save these kids where they can get into that industry so deep where they can get so brainwashed. We need to bring them right back into the community. Because the main thing it is put them back into the community and let them know what the community stands for. That's what we stand for, public enemy and all of them. We will fight for the community, not for cars, diamonds, and money and all that. That's what's out of hand right now. That's why you got a lot of Kanye Wests running around here. You got a lot of them.
That's true.
You got a lot of Kanye West. The thing is that they forgot who God is. God the one blessed them. God the one that gave them the gift. They forget that. So they think they're better than God now. When you think you're better than God, something went wrong. Your fuse is blown.
Something has went awfully wrong.
Yeah.
When you start thinking like that.
And then, you know? then what I do, it's not just for the artists. Let's break it down. It's not just the artists. We got to look at our DJs. Okay, let me break it down on this. So this is where I just did a radio deal in London. I just went off the air yesterday doing one with them. They wanted to know what was the different thing about the DJs. I said, you got a lot of DJs. If y'all might understand what I'm saying, you got a lot of DJs. Some DJs, you got to know how to be a doctor. You ever heard the name called like Dr. DJs and all that? DJs that know how to pull out the right medication to these people. When you start pumping, alcohol in them, they already mad by something. But they're taking that alcohol with them. But when you start putting into that music, I'm going to tear the club up or beat this person up and all that, that's what they mind is to program. Mm. So they already anger inside right now. They anger about something that was out in the street, but they brought it inside around everybody else. But sometimes, I tell the DJs, when you start seeing a fight ready to break, cut the music off, play a little gospel music because that breaks the spirit, and talk to them. And let them know, I'm not going to put you out. You got a choice. You can go out in the bad world or you can stay in a place where it will show love. You got to have a love zone wherever you at. And they're going to think. Because when you start constantly, okay, keep on flowing. I tell a lot of DJs, stop playing something where you cannot have that crowd fighting in the club, that they want to go kill somebody. So that's why a lot of people are scared of the hip-hop game right now. Because that's what they're looking at. It's like it's a game. Not game, but gang. That's trying to tear their business down. So now, like here in Kansas, in the state of Kansas where I live at, they don't want hip-hop. They do not want hip-hop inside of Wichita, Kansas. They want to go back to rock and roll and country.
Uh-huh. DJ Dunn, I'm about to interrupt because this is important. Make sure you connect with me. I just gave you my number inside. I inbox you, so connect with me. Okay. I want to say happy birthday to a sister who's been holding me down tonight. It's her birthday. Don't want to go throughout the show without mentioning Jametti McKeaton. Happy birthday. Enjoy it. Have fun. And hope to see you back on Monday. Good night, everybody. Okay? Thank you. for all everybody who's attending and being part of the show. Appreciate everyone. What show is holding it down, giving you the best tips and advice in the music business? Hip Hop National Radio. All right? Good night, everybody. Love y'all.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Good night. All right.
Great show.
All right. All right. Thank you.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop National.
What's up?